No, we, the.
No, 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 they haven't.
Robert and I came in and we all joined, and of course, they said that this was already in the process and they wanted to, they committed and they wanted to come through and follow up on their commitment. But out of that four people, I think there's one dissent, one agreed. Is that correct?
I'm sorry.
Out of your four.
JT.
We have.
Talk to.
She's asking you to talk to us and not the other.
Six members.
All right. Out of the four people, one of them dissented, Mrs. Trussell. And in my opinion, she wasn't in agreement with this.
No, she has been.
Well, she's not here tonight, but that was my understanding.
We have six members, and we don't know of any who are dissenting.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, we're all in, we're not hostile.
And I.
Oh, no, I'm just.
And sorry.
Mike?
What? Can you, we need you to talk into the mic over
okay.
there, JT, so that.
So everybody can
everybody
hear.
Can hear it.
All right.
And then.
Now,
all right.
Is that better?
Yeah. And then, now, you want to respond to?
No, my only comment was, is that meeting was July 15th, and it was JT and Robert Melton and Laura Topple, our president, and I were the only two people that were present at that meeting. So it wasn't really a meeting with the board. It was just the two of us. And,
the rest of us did not know there was even a meeting called.
Well, it was three board members, weren't there?
No.
Mrs. Trussell, you, and Ms. Lowry.
Joy is not a board member.
Who isn't?
Joy Trussell. She's not a board member.
She's a member, but not a board member.
Okay. Oh, I didn't understand that. Well, whatever. That we agreed that they were going to come in and present this, and we were going to come and tell us that we have an alternate plan, and we're not interested in deeding our building off, and we've got a petition here. With, I don't know how many people there, at least 20. And these are the backbone of Powerside. At least four of those people were born inside the city of Powerside. And none of them are interested in deeding our property off. And so we're interested in rekindling the corporation, joining your group, and make it where it's viable again, and make it a community building. Now, this has happened to us before. This club has folded before, and one time they deeded the whole building to me. I still have that deed, but I never filed it because we're interested in this building. We're interested in this club, and we're not interested in the county coming in and taking care of us. We'll take care of our own. And those people on this petition, that's what they're in agreement of that.
Which ones on this petition would be your board members? Do you have that, JT?
I didn't hear you.
Which one on this? Would you sit down over there?
I can't hear you.
Cat. Which one on this petition would be your board members?
Well, I'm not sure about all of them, but I will be. I think all I have to do is to tell you that I'm over 18 years old. I'm a member of the bar in good standing. I've had a post office box in Powerside for 40 years, and I've moved there just recently, 595 McCann Road, and I want to become a member of them. And according to their bylaws, all I have to do is give them $6, and I'm a member.
For one thing, we are at a point where we are not accepting new members into our group. I've been back in this area for 22 years, and this is the first time that I've known that this many people would be interested. And I know one person on here, for instance, she used to come all the time, but she's got grandchildren now, and so she goes to their ball games and all that, and she has explained that. So she stopped paying her dues and all of those things. Perhaps Mr. Magnus has not realized yet that the only people that can make a decision about whether we are going to donate to whatever entity it turns out to be, are the present members of the Powerside Community Center.
I have a question. Mr. Magnus said that the building was deeded to him. We've never seen that. We have no clue about that. This is the first we've heard of this.
Did you bring the deed or something? Did you bring the deed or something?
It was deeded to in 1943, three lots. And
well, JT, I didn't even realize you was born in 1943. That's a joke.
I would have been. He's that old.
I think he said he was over 18. He didn't clarify anything else.
No, he was over 18 whenever he just tried to become a member.
Oh, okay.
According to their bylaws, allegedly.
Well, it wasn't dedicated in the plat. It was deeded to this organization in 1943.
I think I included a copy of that in Mr. Schofield's.
Oh, okay.
The original deed, I think I included that in yours. I didn't put it in everybody's.
So your desire is to continue to run this as a Powerside Community Center, and it's not for storage of a building or anything. It's to keep it open to the public, people of Powerside.
Certainly, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Like it's done since 1943, yes.
And you can go back to having the pig roast and various things.
Certainly.
Like that.
With these girls' help and guidance, yes.
These ladies.
We'll get them members. Mm-hmm. We'll get them members. That's not a problem. There's a lot of those folks on this petition that don't get along. They know that. I know that. They might not want to be on there, but they did know that the other person signed it, and they're in agreement that we need to continue and not have the government come in and help us do what we can do ourselves. And besides, we're coming out of the ashes. Mr. Keyes here's got the building up. He can explain to you. He's going to have a assisted care facility there. Mr. Redfern's going to start building buildings up there. Powerside's going to grow. And we need a good community building to support that. And we're interested in taking care of the basketball court next door. We're not interested in the county taking care of that, but we have been taking care of it. As far as I know, the county's never been over there to take care of it. We mow it, we take care of it.
Depends on who we is, because our group has been taking care of that. So I don't understand that we have been doing it.
Well, I've mowed it several times myself, and Benny mows it all the time.
I pay Benny to mow it.
What now?
I pay Benny to mow it.
Well, no one's paid me, and no one needed to when I mowed it.
Well, it sounds to me like there's people within the community willing to continue as it was originally intended. So I think that that needs to be at least worked out with you guys. If that's something that can go forward, I'm all for the government never stepping in and taking over anything, especially when there's willing people wanting to do so. Those are my thoughts. I don't know what you guys think.
Well, because the park board had already voted to accept the building and you haven't made a decision on it, we needed to know that I can't accept his offer, or we can't accept his offer, because you had been first on this. So
it goes without saying that Tenney County has not sought to get this building in any way.
It would be donated to the park board, but since you provide the funding to the park board, that would, that was
but
the problem.
What I mean to say is that Taney County has not went after trying to take over a building or do anything in regard to this community building.
No.
My desire would be remained a community building for the people of Powerside.
Well, that would be our thought too, but we've not had any members join.
And so you're the board, and per that letter, you wanted our decision, and we don't come in and intervene in a community between the people at all. So as a commissioner, it has to be back in your guys' hands. We can't.
Well, JT, as I say, JT says he has a deed to the building, and we've never seen that.
It's not notarized.
He has a piece of paper, in other words. It's not considered a legal document for what we're talking about.
Well, that's what I mean. We've never seen it. So.
Okay.
Which to me begs the question that if he believes it's his and has been for however long, then why hasn't he been taking care of the costs? We don't have a lot of costs, there's sewer and water and electricity, plus insurance. But we haven't seen anything from him. I'm not disputing, I'm just saying we didn't know about it.
Well,
and those are all great questions, but that's not a function of what we're able to do.
I'm sorry, sir.
So that's not a function of what we're able to do or decide on. Those are great questions, but I think what Ms. Wyatt and I are both saying is we would like to see the community of Powerside continue, and it looks like you have some willing members, and so I think that's going to be a win-win for everybody. And it's never a good idea for the county, any government, to come in and do anything. It's
I have another question.
That's why we're all conservative Republicans, I think.
Well, at this meeting on July 15th, Mr. Magnus had mentioned that he was going to reincorporate. And I asked him why would he reincorporate if he wants to maintain the Powerside Community Center. Why doesn't he just stay under the same incorporation? So that was... it just made me wonder, is there some other reason for taking the building and reincorporating?
I didn't understand. I hadn't researched it. I thought you guys had dissolved the corporation.
No, we have not.
Well, I didn't know.
Okay, do we need a vote or just not to?
I think we understand.
Okay.
We've done what we need to do today, and you've agreed to hear us, and you've heard us, so thank you.
I wish you the best. I really do.
Thank you.
Do you guys have a copy of this?
Yes.
Okay. I think that'd be a good thing to have, and that way you can...
Well, as I say, some of the people on this list have been members, but they have not been members for many years. Mm-hmm. So, is this worth anything?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully there's a resurgence of interest.
Well, we hope so, too, but we haven't seen anything.
Hey, JT, you better get some interest going.
Oh,
Sounds like they're, okay.
You want that?